B-Pod Studios.
It's time now for the Bring the Heat line.
It's hot, damn hot.
I don't want a hot take.
I'll argue with you all day long.
Bring the Heat is brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Stay warm this winter and visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you.
Okay.
To leave a message for Anthony and Jason, call 610-771-9751.
I want to see people rip their heart out of their chest.
Now, Bring the Heat.
Let's go.
Let's go is right. Bring the Heat live from Chickies and Pete's in the Tropicana. 610-771-9751. That's the number you hit when you got to some heat to bring. So let's see what we got today.
Anthony, I couldn't agree with you more. The one thing that scares me about this Phillies team is the manager. Tinkering with the lineup. The lineup is a no-brainer. You lead off with McCutchen, Segura, Harper, Hoskins, JT, Franco, and then you go from there. Don't come out of this. You can't put Harper in the second spot. It makes no sense.
Did you feel like he quelled that concern about the two-hole yesterday?
Not about the two-hole, because he did, you know, Mike brought up the three-hole. He said, well, he's going to be in the three-hole, right? And he said, well, I'm not saying that. But, to me, I agree with the call. Like, this is what you do. I did like how Gabe sounded yesterday with Mike. I thought he sounded like he wasn't going to interfere.
Hey, guys. Great show as usual. I am so disgusted. I sat there and watched that game, and at the end of it, I had to sit in my chair for 15 minutes, literally just shaking my head. I don't understand what they're doing. I don't understand when they get a rebound and they bring the ball up. 30 seconds left in the game. Drain the clock down. Simmons is bringing the ball up. Oh, there it goes, out of bounds. I mean, it was ridiculous.
Yeah, that spot, I mean, you got to milk clock. And we've seen them play that way a lot of the times. I mean, at some point, you got to be able to just play smart, understand what the time is, understand what score is, and there's just a weird feeling, and that's the coach has to jump in there.
What's next?
I think the Harper hype hasn't been enough hype. I mean, you know, the line is he had a bad year last year. He would have been the best hitter on this team. By far, would have led us in on-base, slugging, tied in home runs, led us in RBIs. This team should have at least 5 All-Stars this year, 4 position players plus Nola, and possibly as many as 7, depending on what, you know, Sir Anthony or Robertson or Arrieta do.
7? Oof. Okay, so the 4 All-Star positional players, Harper, Hoskins, JT, and either Segura or McCutchen. You go
Segura. That's a lot to ask.
Segura was an All-Star last year.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a shot.
Yeah, but that is a lot for one team.
Yeah, I mean,
I'll go with Bryce and JT this year.
I think Reese has a shot.
Does he?
I think Reese protected.
Where he's protected in the lineup.
I think Reese is going to have a monster year.
Okay, so we'll go with 3 and Nola. That'd be a nice representation.
Sure would.
The Sixers had a 10-point lead with 6 minutes left. Then he brings in Mike Scott. He plays the rest of the game, and he can't play defense. They play this freaking small ball, which I don't understand these small lineups. Okay.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, guy dialed in on that point.
I mean, the problem you remember is no Embiid, no Bobin. So, you know, you are small. Now, you know, should you have Amir in there is the question.
Yeah.
He doesn't trust Amir at the end of the game. That's why he's doing that.
And I agree with you. I think tonight's a throwaway game. It's going, no Embiid, revenge, tough spot. Embiid's going to be back Sunday. Let's get Ben a little rest tonight, too.
You know, Capella's going to go off tonight.
Yeah. Might be a nice play tonight, the Rockets. No outright for the Sixers tonight. Shame. I was kind of looking forward to this game, too.
You're going out.
Corey Brewer game the last time. I know.
You go out watch it?
Yeah, I was going to watch it at the bar. I'm sure I'll still watch it, but you never know. Like, weird things happen in sports. Like, it could be one of those games where Jimmy and Tobias just rule the day. Some timely shooting from J.J. Redick.
Jimmy's going to have to play the one, or you're going to have a lot. Obviously, you'll have a lot of TJ, but you have no point guard.
Yeah. Do you start TJ?
Problem is, you need somebody who can start and play minutes, right? to play the one. I would play Butler at the one to start and have TJ off the bench and have TJ play more minutes than he normally does.
So he's going to have to play like 25 minutes then, TJ.
If that. I mean, maybe more.
Yeah, oh, God.
Now batting for the Phillies, number 3, Bryce Harper. Let's go up to heaven's booth to Harry DeKay to get the call. Thank you, Dan, up here to St. Peter, watching the little Phillies baseball, albeit just an intra-squad game. Here we are with Harper's third at bat, the 2-2 pitch. Swing a long time in the deep right center field. Look out, that baby. Out of here. Home run, Bryce Harper.
Good job on that.
That Harry. Was beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
If it were in heaven, though, isn't Richie standing by?
Yeah, but, you know.
That's right, Harry.
This ball is out of here.
Ooh, that's a good classic one there.
I got to tell you, that's beautiful. Salute. That is beautiful. That was a great. I miss him. 10 years. Don't you miss him?
Is that what it's been?
Yeah, I miss him. God bless you.
Jeez, I'm sneezing like crazy here.
I just miss him to death, don't you?
I do, because he was. I said this before. I think like 2 weeks ago we were talking about it. I said he's like a warm blanket.
And you know when the they get Harper.
Oh, how great would he be right now?
Talking about Bryce Harper.
Yeah,
that was one of those you remember where you were when you found out.
Like Bin Laden captured at the ballpark, killed it when you're at the ballpark.
Yeah,
you remember? Yeah, it's a signature moment for a franchise. I found out from Andrew via text message. It's very sign of the times. And Andrew's text message just said, "My faith was rewarded," or something like that. I didn't give up, and it was because that day. Remember, we were talking and going, you and I both felt like we're not going to get him.
Yeah,
and Andrew's like, "No, I feel like it's still going to happen." Now he was just being very optimistic because he's such a big baseball.
No, I was using my baseball knowledge, man. 65%, I said.
Okay. Well, you weren't that resolute. But you were right. And that's how I found that. I saw the text message. And I was like, as soon as I saw it, I went, and it was all caps, too. He put it all in caps. And I went right on Twitter, and I see it. And Eagles have a deal, or Phillies have a deal in place for Harper. I'm like, wow.
Yep.
That actually just happened. They rope-a-doped us and lulled us to sleep.
No,
thinking
well,
it wasn't going
to
happen.
Bryce told you the answer yesterday when he was on with Mike, with Mike, and he said, you know, we had decided to come to Philadelphia after the Middletons left, and then the Giants came in with that offer.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, out of respect to the Giants, they sat and they were able to just, you know, let's think about it. And give. But they, you know, really wanted to come to Philadelphia.
I loved it. He said, I already made up my mind. I'm going to Philly. And the other thing that he said is he said I had a 4-year deal, an 8-year deal, and a long term deal. The 4-year deal is presumably the Dodgers. The 8-year deal could either be the Padres or the Giants, and maybe the 2 long term deals, maybe a 10 and a 13, as it turns out.
Yeah,
were maybe the Giants and the Phillies. Interesting, very right. Interesting. Well, he chose Philly, and we all appreciate it. All
right, let me give you another Friday Five.
All right.
This one's entitled Must See TV. And tomorrow, must-see TV, Bryce Harper makes his debut. I know it's spring training, but it's must-see television. Give me the last 4 must-see TVs for your 4 for 4.
So sporting event?
Yeah.
The last 4 games that you just had to see?
Well, must-see TV.
The Eagles playoffs.
That weren't like that. Like every. That's an obvious one. Give me
every Eagles game falls into that category, right? Okay, so, well, I guess you got to go with the winter sports because that's what's in play right now. For the Sixers, I'll go back and, like, you had to watch.
Ben in the Summer League.
Yeah.
Like, this is not the obvious game.
Okay, so I'm looking back at a specific game recently.
So Sixers-Warriors doesn't count?
Yeah,
because
like
you're obviously in.
You're in on that anyway. OKC, you are in on.
Any game you're in on. I mean, I'm just talking about like.
One that maybe normally you wouldn't be
like
on.
Like, this is spring training. Normally you're not watching a spring training game.
Okay. All right, I got what you. Okay, yeah, Ben, in Summer League in Vegas, you were out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you had to watch that. I remember like talking about like, oh, man, look at the vision on him. And, You know, his ability to pass the ball, we were going bananas.
I watched
about
every summer league game he played.
Yeah.
I watched Fultz summer league.
Yeah. For all, like, two games he played, and then two regular season games in the NBA. All right, what else? I'm trying to think what else would fall into this category. This is, and it's got to be a 4-for-4. See, you take the Eagles out of it because you watch every preseason game, essentially, and you watch every regular season game like it's the last thing on earth.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that would be like a practice.
Yeah. But the Flyers, I mean, I guess preseason you were watching for Carter Hart, maybe to some extent, some people at least. I don't know. I have such a hard time with preseason sports, too.
Yeah.
I just don't like it. It's very rare that you get a moment like tomorrow.
It is rare. That's why I brought it up. Yeah, it's true.
And the one thing that plays into it is the fact that it took 119 days full of emotional swings up, down, and sideways, and you're the favorite, now you're not the favorite, now you got them when you didn't think you were getting them, so you feel like you won something in the offseason. Like, people, when they found out that they got Harper, I bet you in office places, were high-fiving over cubicles like they just hit a home run in the bottom of the ninth inning in the NLCS to get to the World Series.
Totally.
Like, that's what it meant. You felt like you won something right
yes,
there.
Yes, it was a lottery-type thing.
Okay. All right, give me another one.
Fish out of water. So, when was the last time you were a fish out of water? This comes from, it was funny, it was the other night the Sixers were playing. It was the Orlando game.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm on the West Coast. It's 4 o'clock. It was a 4 o'clock start.
Yeah.
And I was like in a meeting. And I'm like, wait a second. So I was on my phone, you know, whatever. And I was like, wow, it's so weird. And I felt like a fish out of water. All the games were being played.
You're going, wait a minute. I'm still kind of on East Coast time, but not really. But the game's starting now, so I feel like I should be at that mentality at the end of my day. But you're like
in
still in the
of
prime
right,
of your day.
Exactly.
It's weird. The last time I was a fish out of water, this is a tough question. I'm going to have to think about that one.
Okay.
Because I want to give you a good answer. I just don't want to come up with
something. Well, it could be anything. Could be anything. Like you were in a, you know, part of town that you normally don't go to a restaurant or a church or, you know. Something that's not your faith.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll have to think about it.
I got one for you.
What is it?
I went to Wrigley a couple years ago, and I was watching Cubs Cardinals, and I had no rooting interest, which was weird for me.
Right.
Because I'd never been to a game before that wasn't involved with Philadelphia. So there were a lot of Cardinals fans there because of the rivalry, and each inning both fans were cheering. I was just sort of sitting there because I didn't know what to do.
And that's a great rivalry game, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so I was just enjoying the park because it's Wrigley. You know, I was looking around.
Now, were you doing? You were just in Chicago at that point?
Yes. I was in Chicago, so I bought tickets. I didn't even know it was going to be Cubs-Cardinals. It was just a good time to be there.
Yeah, that's great. That's awesome.
But I had no idea
it's weird.
What to do. I was just sitting there drinking a beer like, all right, what do I do now?
Right, it's weird because here you are. You're out in this spot, and you're going, what am I doing here for? Why am I here?
It used to be, you're so used to having a rooting interest that it's bizarre. All right, I got my fish out of water.
Yeah.
I stood there in about 45 pounds of incredibly stinky goalie equipment.
Oh, yeah?
And I look up, and there's a Jumbotron. And I look up to my right and to my left, and I see in the bleachers Eagle logos on the second level.
Oh, there you go.
As the
you're playing in the
staff media game.
Yeah.
Against the Pittsburgh Penguins staff media. At Lincoln Financial Field.
That's pretty cool.
In hockey equipment.
And yeah, that'd be
like
weird.
Like when you're playing it, and it's one thing. Like you're playing and you're focused on your box, right? Your eye is all within the glass of the rink.
Sure.
Or like if you're in a basketball game, your eyes are just fixated on the court and the immediate thereafter.
Yes.
But then when there's a timeout or a whistle and you're just standing there and you stand. I remember this when I played it because I played it. At night.
I mean, just to look up at the sky has got to get you freaked out. Yeah,
and that building's like the stands are steep, right?
Right.
And you're sitting there, and I played at night at Lincoln Financial Field, which is really cool, under the lights. But when we played at Citizens Bank Park in 2012, I'm there, and during a stoppage, I'm just standing there, and I'm looking around, and I look up, and I see a plane going by.
Yes.
As I'm standing there in my hockey equipment. And I'm like, And then I look around and I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah,
I'm in Citizens Bank right. Park here playing hockey. Like, yeah, what's going on?
I'm sure. Looking up at the sky.
Yeah, it's weird.
It is weird. I agree.
Same thing. You know, I've only been to Fenway Park once. It was for a hockey game.
Yes.
You know? 610-632-0975. So that's my fish out of water right there. That's why I came up with a good one. Proud of myself.
Very good.
We are live at Chickies and Pete's here at the Tropicana, right next to the brand new sports book. You see it over there? See the big board? You can see the games, all this. I see men's college basketball. Boom, all the games underneath. I see North Carolina. So we're
here. Have good eyes.
Only with the glasses on. I could probably see better far without them. Yeah, I can actually. But great spot.
I can barely see. That says big deal or no deal.
Yeah. So we're here today. Maxwell Football Club Awards here tonight.
Big red.
Yep, and we're going to get back to our phone calls coming up. Mikey Miss is coming up at 2, another day here live from Clearwater for Mikey Miss. But we are live at the Chickies and Pete's, the Tropicana. We're back after this on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Fabulous Chickies and Pete's, that's right. Listen, when you want to put something in a bagster, like think about your most hated thing, and you want to put it in a bagster. And you go, you look around, and you go, all right, here's what we're going to do with this bagster. We're going to put everything in my house that I hate. And next thing you know, you start to just pile it in. And you go, oh, my God, this thing can handle anything, any job. Yes, the bagster bag is it's amazing because it's a 3-cubic-yard dumpster in a bag that holds 3,300 pounds of waste. It's that impressive. So if you want to clean up the basement, the garage, the attic, you name it, you got a house project with a lot of stuff, a lot of waste for the job, right in the bagster. You're a contractor, right in the bagster. And the bagster is a bag. It's not a steel dumpster. It can handle the job of the steel dumpster, but it's a bag. And that means it's just on demand. Anytime you want it to go, waste management, you call them, they come get it, and that's it. There's no time limits. On demand, go to thebagster.com. Find the store nearest you for more details. This is Anthony Gargano telling you to clean it up with the Bagster dumpster in a bag.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
All right, 1:30 at Chickies and Pete's, right here, Tropicana. See Trish?
Yeah. Come on, Trish. Nice shirt.
She's terrific, Trish.
Yeah, sure. That's a good shirt.
It's a great shirt. It's a great flyer shirt. It's awesome. All right, my boy.
I've been a little pokey today.
What do you mean?
Not just everybody kind of thinking they're getting under my skin. You're not under my skin. I'm just I'm in a weird mood today. You might not notice that, but all in fun, my boy. As your old partner would say,
yes, Steve. I just channeled him.
Did you
unwittingly when I gave you all right, my boy? That's how he would say it.
That's exactly. Can I give you a couple people here on Twitter answering one of the Friday Fives?
Yes.
Your question about the last four must-watch?
Yes.
Matt Wilson, great ones. Last four must-watch TV for Philly sports that weren't normally watched. Ben Simmons Summer League, as you pointed out. Fultz Summer League. Carson Wentz first preseason game is rookie year.
Yes, great one.
Great one. And he goes Chip Kelly's first preseason
game. Great one.
Another great one.
Yeah.
Our buddy T. Will goes Eagles T.O.,
yes.
Spring training Phillies after the 07 season.
Yes.
Sixers Embiid first game.
Yes. Very all great ones.
Yeah. Very good stuff there. Boston Gary goes Carter Hart's first game.
Yeah.
Bob Mazeriaz says Wentz first preseason game as well. So a lot of good ones. A lot of really good ones.
Yeah. Great ones.
Yeah.
So in case you just you want to play any of the Friday Five, the first one was your Eagles offseason wish. Mm-hmm. The second one was, when is it okay to boo your own? That's off of Los Angeles, booing LeBron. They're afraid of. They're afraid that they're going to boo LeBron when he passes Kobe.
Stupid.
Although, you know, again, they love Kobe.
Yeah. No, I get
and,
it.
And LeBron was Kobe's rival. So they're saying our loyalty's to Kobe.
Yeah, but he's got a Laker jersey on now. I don't know. I just don't understand
but
that.
The loyalty is to Kobe, right? I mean, the loyalty, you know, you get a guy. Who, what if you got Sid the Kid at the end? And he's about, Sid the Kid is about to pass Giroux with something, or I don't know.
He's already passed Giroux with everything.
I know. You know what I'm saying. Say he's about to, you know.
Break BC?
Break a sacred flyer like BC. You're not going to want that.
But I'm not going to boo him.
Your loyalties lie with BC over Sid the Kid. They should be lying.
Yeah, they
do.
The
Laker fans should go Kobe over Bron.
Oh, I get that. Because and all of Kobe's record points or whatever it is happened in that uniform. LeBron's happened with Miami,
yes,
with Cleveland, and now with the Lakers.
Yes.
Like that would be like it for Bobby Clark, where all of his points came there. But I'm not going to boo him for it.
Okay.
I'm just not going to do it.
The next question was, when you were a fish out of water. And
I was at Lincoln Financial Field.
That was pretty good.
Yep, tending the pipes.
And the last question, if you want it for the day, is, so I have a friend of mine. So when I was out there the last few days, a friend of mine who I was out there to see, to work with, he lives in F. Scott Fitzgerald's house.
Oh, wow.
So he lives in F. Scott Fitzgerald's house.
What?
What do you mean, what?
That's awesome.
Yeah. He lives in his house. And Rudy, he's our producer. He's the man.
Right.
So Rudy lives in F. Scott Fitzgerald's house. And I freaked out. Like, I was like, oh, my God. And he was talking about, yeah, because I hear Zelda's footsteps. Right? And I'm going, wow, that's awesome. The whole thing. Whose house in history would you like to live in?
Oh, man. What
a great question.
Because I was, you know, it's funny because I was watching, I watched a show called Million Dollar Listing.
Yeah.
On Bravo. I was watching it last night with the old lady for a little bit. And one of the houses that they were showing was Robbie Krieger. His, the house that he lived in. Now, he was the guitar player for The Doors.
Yes.
Which I think would be incredible. I mean, obviously, one of the houses you're going to go Hugh and go with the Playboy Mansion.
Yeah.
Would be a good house to live in.
Yeah.
But if I'm really going to, like, think about this on a cool level.
Yeah. Like think about it. F. Scott Fitzgerald's house is pretty cool.
Yeah, like, I got a picture of it right here. How about this? Look at this joint. It's like a castle. Is that the one right there?
Yeah.
Is that, that's the house?
That's it. It's in California.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Let me think
now,
about that.
Now, his is broken up. That's broken up into apartments.
Oh, it is. Okay.
So he's got one of the spots. It's not the whole house.
Okay. So they've now made this multi-unit
that thing
property.
Would be like $30 million, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you see some of these houses on that show. I mean, it's crazy. Like, oh, yeah, house is $29 million, and it's
which worse is the houses that it was funny. We were in an Uber, and we were driving around. We were in some neighborhood. And it looked like a really nice neighborhood, right?
Yeah.
But nothing, you know, it wasn't like some, you know, gated community and all these. So I just happened to say, how much are the houses, you know, like, what's this house go for right here?
Yeah.
And it looked like a nice house that would be in, you know, Westchester, Jersey, whatever. And the guy goes, oh, that's probably about $15
million. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, it's insane.
He was like, this whole street is, like, either somewhere from $7 to like, $20 million. I was like,
God.
This street right here? And, like, it's not a row house, but you're next to one another.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You're not sitting on an acre and a half of property out there with your John Deere tractor.
No.
One place I think that would be really cool, because I was just up near this and I walked by it where John Lennon lived right off the park.
That's a great one.
That's a great one. I'm not a huge Beatles fan.
No, but like if you're living in some guy, like you want to
right on the park.
Right.
Yeah.
It's the whole thing. And you want to get to know the ghosts.
Yeah, exactly. The history of it.
Yeah.
And because he was killed right there in the lobby of where he lived. So I mean, I look at that and I go, okay, that would be pretty cool. Because I think he's on the west side. He was on the west side. It's the Dakota building. And I think it's on the west side of the park. So that would be pretty cool. What about you? Do you have a place, Ann?
I got many, you know, I mean, any Hemingway property.
Uh-huh.
Preferably the one in Paris, but whatever. One in Florida is nice, though.
Yeah. What about Betsy Ross' house?
Yes. There's, I'll give you something that I love here in our town is Elfrith's Alley.
Yeah, oh, it's the oldest neighborhood in America. I lived a half a block from it.
Yeah, it's the oldest street.
Yeah.
Continuously living street in the country.
Yep. You can stand in the middle of the street and touch the houses on each side of you by putting your arms out.
It's awesome. I actually went in one to look at. Yeah. Really small.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, the doorways are small.
Everything's really small. Like, people are small.
Yeah. And I live.
Yeah, like, and I'm not overly, you know, not like I'm 6'5".
You're not Embiid.
Right.
I lived a block from there in Old City. I lived right on the other side of Arch Street. It's between Arch and Race is where Alfred Sally is, on Front Street and Second Street. And I lived over there, and there's another alley that's very similar to that, but not known as the oldest neighborhood in America. Let's go back to the phones. Good stuff there. Good question. Let's go to Colin in Delaware on the Fanatic. How you doing, Colin?
I'm doing great. Hey, you guys are on a good show. Hey, I was just wondering. I just want to dump off my where I would like to live house right off the bat because I want to get into some Eagles talk.
Sure.
I would want to live, and it's up for sale, Frank Rizzo's house.
Yes, it is up for sale. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's at 1061 Crumbum.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I saw. They just had a... an auction for all his things and stuff.
All his billy clubs and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I thought that would be the coolest place to live in just based off of his reaction to that reporter who wouldn't stop haggling him on the other side of the road. He's like, I don't want to talk.
I want to fight you.
Don't make me put my hands on you.
Yeah. You're a crumb bum.
But I really wanted to tell you guys about what I would do if I was GM of the Eagles. And you guys brought up Ertz, and I think that's phenomenal because of Goddard coming to rise, you know. But listen to this before you just trash it, because anybody in their right mind might trash this. You trade Ertz to the Jacksonville Jaguars, who are probably going to get Nick Foles, and you get back the seventh pick in the draft with some other considerations, like, you know, maybe you throw in the third round pick too, or whatever. But you then select Ed Oliver. You know, and Ed Oliver is a defensive tackle who's going to be really good. And I think that shores up your defensive line because that'll allow you to then go out and acquire Le'Veon Bell. You won't have to worry about whether Josh Jacobs is going to be good or not. What do you guys think of that?
I hear what you're trying to do. I don't think Jacksonville would give you the seventh pick. If I was able to do that, I would, if I could get the seventh pick. But I still would look – I think Jacobs is a stud. I hear you going with it with Eddie Oliver, and I wouldn't – I'm not a Bell. I'm not interested in Bell. I just think it's going to cost you too much money, and I'm afraid of what you're getting.
610-632-0975, another day of Mikey Miss. Down in Clearwater, spring training coming up at 2 o'clock. One more segment to go here on the Midday Show. We're back after this on the Fanatic.
All right, brother, let's talk a little bit about Parks Casino. We were there yesterday. Oh, man. Do the Cuz Corner. It's a lot of fun, that Parks. Street Road exit off of I-95. It is Pennsylvania's number one casino. It is also the sports book that caters to the 4-for-4 fan. Parks has it all for the sharps or for the first-time sports better to make it easy to get your action. You can bet the spreads and parlays and teases and props and everything. Futures, you name it. The sportsbook has it all inside Parks Casino. It's an oasis. You walk in a beautiful bar, and on both sides they have the tellers and then the kiosks and all the odds going on. It's a lot of fun. There's sports betting kiosks throughout the casino where you can make your bets, print your tickets 24 hours a day. Also, Parks has the Turf Club in South Philadelphia, right near the stadiums on Packer Avenue. And in Oaks, the Turf Club in Oaks, right near King of Prussia area, you know, Valley Forge. That's 422. And, in fact, Wednesday and Thursday is testing from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. And pending approval, Thursday it opens. So there are three locations for the Parks sports betting throughout the area. The Sportsbook of Parks Casino, it's PA's number one casino. Must be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Well, brother, man, it was a lot of fun here at Chickies and Pete's. I wish we could be here next week when the conference tournament's going on.
All right. And then first week of the NCAA tournament, is that 2 weeks from now? Yeah, 2 weeks from now. Thursday, Friday.
Holy moly, it's two weeks.
Two crazy days.
Yeah, it's 2 weeks.
Coming out of St. Paddy's Day is this Sunday, which is next, a week from this Sunday. And then the games will start 13 days from now, Anthony, if you can believe that.
No.
Yeah. The first day of the NCAA tournament is 13 days away. Am I right?
21st.
Yeah. Yeah, today's the 8th.
Wow, that's amazing.
Crazy.
You get to playing games.
Getting ready to knock on the door to April here shortly. Let's squeeze in Glenn here from Wallingford on the Fanatic. How you doing, Glenn?
Yo, what's going on, guys?
What's up, buddy?
I'm actually driving down the Jersey Turnpike. I was up in New England, Connecticut for work this week, so I decided to kind of arrange my plans so I could get over to Gamble Pavilion last night and watch the Owls beat up on UConn last night. So, you know, and that kind of goes into tomorrow. So I figured the Owls will get in the tournament if they beat UCF tomorrow. If they beat UCF tomorrow,
yeah,
they're a shoo-in. Even if they happen to lose their first, you know, conference tournament game. But I tell you what, man, I don't know if you
guys... Last night was impressive. You know, it's funny because I was at Parks and we were... guy goes, you know, you like Temple tonight. And I was like, I don't know, man. The line moved to where UConn was the favorite. And I'm like, I don't know about it. They played well last night. It was a good game. Good win.
You know, and I didn't realize this, but UConn had not lost a game at home all year.
Really?
They were undefeated at home. Yeah, uh-huh. For being, you know, I think they were like 14 and 15 going into last night's game, but had not lost a game all year. So it was impressive.
Wow.
And I tell you what, Shiz Austin, well, he is an assassin. I mean, when he is going on, he only took 14 shots last night and had 34 points. So, I mean, he was so efficient.
He's the ultimate. Listen to me. You know that. He's the ultimate. When he gets hot, he daggers you.
Oh, I tell you what, I don't know if they get in the tournament. I think they'll be in, but if they get in at like a 10 seed or something like that, I mean, between, Q and Shiz, those two are probably the most dynamic backcourt in their conference. Obviously, nationally, there's some really good backcourt.
Right.
But, I mean, those guys can really, really fill it up. They'll be fun to watch. So,
and then hopefully, listen,
for Dumphy's sake and the school's sake, it would be nice to see them have some success and get out of the first weekend. But we'll worry about that if they get there. But it'd be nice to see...
Like you said, big game tomorrow, Glenn. UCF, 4 o'clock tomorrow, I think it is, Anthony, at the Lee Acora Center. So we'll see if Temple get the win tomorrow against UCF. That'd be great.
Yeah, man.
By the way, real quick, before we get out the door here and give it over to Mikey Miss, I see this report, according to Pro Football Talk, that ESPN at the moment is planning on going with a 2-man booth on Monday Night Football. And they're calling it the Tessa Booger. They got rid of the Booger McFarlane, the Booger Mobile.
Yeah, I'm out.
Yeah.
Booger is okay.
Mm-hmm.
But he's, you know, he's not Monday Night Football.
Well, here it
and
is.
The other guy stinks.
They said unless Peyton Manning changes his mind, ESPN will go with a 2-man booth. So it sounds like everybody's obviously after Peyton Manning. You know, especially with the quick success of Tony Romo. Manning's another guy that I imagine can call out plays during a game. Remember, I mean, just watching the way he played, running up to the line of scrimmage, changing plays. I mean, basically being a coach on the field, he could end up being a great broadcaster. But I think that ESPN may have gone after him last year, and he spurned him, and we'll see if that happens again this year. Maybe he's waiting for a network gig.
Would you want to work with Tessitore if you're Peyton?
Well, no, maybe they changed the whole thing out then.
They should. They should get Tirico back.
Yeah.
Tirico and Peyton would be great.
Yeah. Well, Tirico's with NBC now.
I know, but they should get him back. I said they should get him back.
Yeah. He did an NHL game a couple weeks ago on a Wednesday night. Did a really good job. I like Tirico a lot.
No, he's a four sportsman.
Yeah. Even more, and beyond, I could cough everything.
Tennis, yeah.
I'll tell you what, man, Mike Tirico, he's great. By the way, congrats to Owen. He's our caller of the weekend. And for being our caller of the week, he's going to get a $200 gift certificate to Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged. Again, we'll do another winner coming up next week. And Mikey Miss is coming up next. He's got you live from Clearwater once again, down at Philly Spring Training. Do we know any guests on the docket for today, Andrew? Or
Andrew
McCutchen
and Matt Klentak.
Oh, I'm in, man. Klentak.
Cool. Okay.
I don't care about Klentak, but I'm in for...
Oh, you are so anti-Klentak.
I'm not anti-Klentak.
You're a little anti-Klentak.
You're a little anti-Klentak.
You're a little anti-Klentak.
I'm not.
You're a little bit.
I like Kutch.
Yeah, you're not a Klentakman. All right, Mikey Miss up next at 2, brought to you by Philadelphia Hand and Shoulder Center, specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries and conditions. For more info, visit hand2shouldercenter.com. We're back at it on Monday, Ant. Have a great weekend. Enjoy it. Andrew, great weekend. Robbie, everybody down here.
Don't forget, Salchunas, 6 to 8 tonight, leading into the Sixers.
Welcome to Philadelphia.
Great weekend, everybody. Good night.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.